This is what she said in the flyleaf of this old Bible. My son Ronnie, who is 22 years old, he spent 3 years in the Army. He went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, today for more training, and I miss him so much. My heart has been so troubled today, and no one didn't seem to care. But I'm glad to know Jesus cares, and he felt my trouble. I am the mother of 10 children. Been a mother and father to them. But now they are all men and women now and don't care about me. This is what got me. When I depart from this life, I don't want my children to bring no flowers. Give me my flowers while I am living. I will be with sweet Jesus where the flowers never fade. Nothing but peace, sweet peace and joy where Jesus is in my whole life. I've never been treated right and loved by no one in this world. I get so lonely sometimes. That's sad, isn't it? 10 children who didn't visit her, didn't seem to care about her. And she left this in her Bible. I wanted to share that with you today. Now turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31. And again, thank you, Colemans, for being with us today. In Proverbs chapter 31, it's a passage of Scripture that's devoted to written about a very godly mother and wife. In Proverbs 31, look down at verse 27. I just selected a couple of verses for my point this morning. I'm talking about the service of motherhood. The service of motherhood. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Let's praise that lady we just read about who loved the Lord and looked to going to be with the Lord one day. Loving God, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this body of people gathered here this day. Lord, reach down and just touch our hearts and minister to them, Lord. Stir them up, Lord. Fill them with your love. Give us hearts that are hungry for your word. Give us hearts that desire to walk in the way of the Lord and to please the Lord. Lord, look upon us as a nation of people, and may from this sanctuary our little light will shine in this dark, God-forsaken world. Not God forsaken because God forsook it, but because so many people don't want you. God have mercy on us as a society, as a nation of people. Thank you for letting us be here today to celebrate our mothers. Thank you for the memory of our mom. Bless each one and help us all to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Did you know it's the Lord that gives children? I need the Lord to do something with this thing here now. That's the way I feel when I come in at night. That's the way Kirby is when he comes in at night. I don't know what to do, folks. The Bible says in Psalms 127 and 3 and through 5, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. Did you know the children are not your children? Did you know children's not really not your children? They're God's. Did you know God has given to us to teach them about Him? I don't believe this world believes that or knows that today. So children, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5. Motherhood is a great honor and privilege, yet it's also synonymous with servanthood. Every day women are called upon to selfishly meet the needs of their family. I know at my house, even now, there's no children running around, but she don't ever stop, because I'm having her to fill up my coffee cup. Amen. I know this is true for my own mother. She never stopped. As I look back now, I don't know how she did all she did. Many of y'all, you older folks, well, know what I'm saying is true about your own mother. Yet it was my mom's delight to take care of her family. She was very firm with us, and that look she could give us usually was all it took to keep us out of serious trouble. Boy, she had a look, you knew you better. Today's mothers face different challenges than the mothers of my upbringing. Back when I was born, our mothers very often left us on a blanket at the end of the field where she was working with our dad. Today's mothers do not know what working in the field is, and she is taking her child to daycare so she can work a job in a plant or office somewhere. Because of the cost of living today, many children are nearly raised by someone other than their mothers. The level of wages paid for most people demand both moms and dad work to pay all the bills. When I was growing up, we basically lived off of the farm with the garden we had. We raised our own meat, our vegetables, and we had peach trees and apple trees for fruit. These fruits and vegetables were canned in a pressure cooker to have for the winter. My mother often made my sister's dresses from flour sacks. Back then, flour sacks was made out of good material, and they weren't from China. Amen. She ironed our clothes that needed ironing with an old iron heated on the wood stove or at the fireplace. Some of y'all don't know about that. Mr. Chavis, you know about it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
She did not have a vacuum cleaner, and she cleaned the floors with an old straw broom. This straw that you see side the road somewhere in the field, that's the kind of straw I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this fancy broom that you buy at the barber shop. No, I'm talking about an old straw broom out of the field. And at times she used a corn shuck mop to mop the floors. In the winter, she quilted our quilts to keep us warm. Whether it was summer, fall, winter, or spring, Mom washed our clothes in a wash pot outside near the well. One of my first jobs was drawing up the water out of the well for her to wash. She used an old scrub board, and I remember seeing her hands so red in the winter trying to get our washing done for us. My mom was never on the telephone because we didn't have a phone. At night, she did her work by an oil lamp until I was 10 or 11 when we finally got electricity. My mom cooked 3 meals a day, every day. And often she had cornbread too. About the only time my dad went to town was when he sold tobacco in the fall. And he went with a mule and wagon. And I remember riding with him. My dad at night would sit with his old guitar and sing old songs to my mom. And she was so delighted. Every night. And she never got tired of it. He did that. Honestly, he did it till she died, nearly 76 years old. Most mothers in my upbringing were living the same way as my mom was. It was the way of life for all in our communities. Men and women were working, and life was very hard, and our social time was at church. Amen? Sometimes this constant serving can be exhausting and even discouraging, particularly for a first-time mother. But you can take real encouragement from Jesus. In John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, laid aside his garments. Think about this, folks. We're talking about the Lord from heaven. Are y'all listening? We're talking about the Lord from heaven. He laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. And after that, he had poured water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. That's our Lord. By kneeling to wash his disciples' feet, the Lord showed that the key to true leadership is humility. Did you know we got preachers and other people? It's below their dignity to do anything. Folks, the Bible says to humble yourself. And it's humility that leads to eternal rewards. There's nobody any better than you anywhere. We're cut out of the same cloth, folks. Pride is going to get a lot of people in trouble. Unless you are willing to stoop down and get your hands dirty, you will miss the real riches of motherhood. By dying to your own desires and pouring your life into someone else, you become like Christ and create a godly legacy that will carry on for generations to come. We just hear some testimonies here today, what moms did for their children and what you moms can do for your children. Most moms do their best to take care of us. But a godly mom has the advantage of calling upon the Lord. like Hannah, who prayed for a son. Like Moses' mother, who prepared him to be a godly leader. Like Mary, who from a stable gave birth to the Son of God. In Psalms 103:13, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. I love that scripture there. God pities us, folks. He sees what kind of world we're living in. But you know, God's plan is to deliver us out of this world one day. My mom with my dad took us to a Bible church every Sunday. We were taken to revival services also. My mama often had the pastor with an evangelist for dinner at our home. And she never missed church to do it. And I need to read that again. My mom often had the pastor, or sometimes a pastor and an evangelist, for dinner at our home, and she never missed church to do it. And she didn't buy it at Hardee's either, amen. Looking back now, how did my mama get so much done is beyond me. Because she was often in the field with a hoe and a rake or sucker in the backer with my dad. Truly, God gave moms a great responsibility. Take time to read Proverbs chapter 31. It gives us such a beautiful picture of a godly and a wise woman. When rewards are passed out in heaven, the godly mothers who poured their lives into their children for God will receive many precious rewards. If I could give mothers and grandmothers any advice today, it would be to live close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Daily ask God for wisdom and for the Holy Spirit to guide you in all that you do. Yes, sir. Mothers have a serious responsibility for raising children. And that's true in every generation. But it's especially true today. Because our country's become a godless society today. I'm afraid for many of the mothers of this generation. Because too many mothers are not really being mothers. They have no time for the church in their life. They have no interest in living a godly life. They're not instilling the love of God in the life of their children. If we could suddenly be transported to many places in this county or even this community, you'd see the children at home in the yard playing at church time. And mom and dad, they're at home too somewhere. God calls us to give up our lives for someone else's sake. To abandon our own desires and put our child's interests first. And that talks about not mundane things. That's talking about spiritual things. A child needs the Lord. He needs to know about the Lord even before he's even coming to this world, because the mom ought to be humming and praying while he's still in the womb. I understand that a child in a womb can hear. As children, God's children, we are God's dependents. As I said earlier today, children are not really ours, they're God's. That we have been given the responsibility to teach about the Lord. And the most influential person to a child is its mom and dad. And I think that's the correct order. It's mom and it's dad. God has obligated himself to take care of us. Did you know God is obligated to take care of you? Huh? The problem often is we get out of the will of our Father, and this creates problems for us. Listen to the promises of God from Matthew 6, verses 31 and 33. Boy, I love these. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Folks, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I believe. I believe those verses are literally true. If you will put God first in your life, God's going to take care of you and your needs. That don't mean he's going to make you wealthy. It don't mean he's going to make you famous. But he said, I'll take care of you. And after all, every funeral I go to, those that are funeralized leave everything they've got behind anyway. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 7, one of my favorite verses, casting all your care upon him. What concerns you today? What troubles you today? What bothers you today? Well, he said, cast all your care on him. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for you. Hey, children, your mama cares for you and your papa. But nobody cares for you like Jesus. Nobody has the capacity to care for you like Jesus. Amen? Nobody. Praise God. King David described the forming of a child in the mother's womb. The people that's committing all these abortions better read this. For thou hast possessed my reins, David said. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about a child. And it's just a few days before, I mean, they're a child. Think about eyes developing, ears, a nose, a mouth, arms, hands, feet. Boy, that's a mystery, isn't it? And only a man and a woman could do that. As Bill Monroe said this morning, not two women or two men. David goes on and he says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance. Think about God is looking at that little creature being developed. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. God saw you developing in your mother's womb. Every one of us. God. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, David said about God. How precious is God's thoughts towards each of us. God loves you. God cares for you. You are important. Let's not forget our Creator. He's the one that calls us to have life. Let's love Him. Let's serve Him. Never forget, mothers, God is greater than any problem you've got, Mom. You have God as the greatest resource to call on. Yes, we go through the valleys. Yes, life gets hard and discouraging. Yes, sometimes we don't know what to do. But there's one thing you can always remember to do. Look up. He cares for you. He's available. He won't abandon you. He'll make a way. Struggles are to cause us to draw nigh to God. And He'll draw nigh to us. Lord, speak to hearts today. Challenge hearts today. Bless these moms here today. Lord, we pray for every one of them. That You'll use them. That You'll bless them. You'll encourage them. And make us all, as the children of God, live a life that reflects the grace of God and His transforming power in our lives. And we give thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. May God bless. Maybe today you want to come to the altar. Just thank God for your mom. Amen? Maybe you want to come today and ask God for wisdom, for advice, for some problem you got, some struggle, some question you have. Today is a good time to come to the altar. We give you that opportunity. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, we give you the opportunity to trust the Lord.